Let's head to New York right now and visit with ABC's Mike Dubusky. It's Tech Tuesday. And the question on the table right now, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has returned to the board of the company that he co-founded after having been suddenly fired. The question is, Mike, is it actually really him since he is part of OpenAI?
I think we can safely assume that it is him. Yes, good morning.
Bringing all the friends and foes with him, too.
Yes. So what is the latest on this? Are there still no answers on his ouster or what?
It doesn't seem that way, right? So let's rewind a little bit here. Back in November, as we were heading into the Thanksgiving holiday, Sam Altman, who is the co-founder and CEO of OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT, this really, really popular and successful artificial intelligence company, largely credited with kicking off the sort of hype cycle that we've been going through around artificial intelligence in the last year and a half or so. He was pretty unexpectedly and suddenly fired by the company's board. Now, a few days later, he ended up rejoining the company as CEO after a board restructuring. There's this mass movement within OpenAI to bring him back among sort of everyday employees and executives. And the board, as I mentioned, was restructured. And that new board commissioned an investigation into the saga to figure out exactly what happened, because that was a sort of lingering question. That investigation is now concluded, which means that Sam Altman has rejoined the board of that company, meaning he has a board seat and is serving as CEO as well. But we still don't have solid answers as to why he was fired. This third-party law firm that did this investigation only says that this was a consequence of a lack of trust between the prior board and Mr. Altman, echoing what was said by the company at the time, that Altman had not been consistently candid with them. So a lot of question marks still circulating around this one, guys.
Isn't this because there were some on the board that felt that Altman had abandoned perhaps the altruistic founding principles that they had started with?
So, again, we don't have firm answers into exactly why this happened, but that was certainly a big topic of discussion at the time. OpenAI has a sort of unusual structure to it. It's a nonprofit company that is dedicated to making what they call ethical AI, AI for the good of humanity. But within this company, there is a for-profit wing, right, that makes these commercial products like ChatGPT and GPT-4 and DALL-E 3, the image generator. So it's sort of unusual to look at that. And people at the time criticized Sam Altman for maybe moving a little too close to the for-profit side of this enterprise. And it mirrors a larger conversation going on in the artificial intelligence space between the accelerationists, or people who want this technology to develop at a rapid clip so that, you know, we become more technologically advanced and maybe beat other competitor countries or companies to the punch when it comes to artificial intelligence. And the decelerationists, people who see the dangers that are inherent to this technology and want companies to maybe pump the brakes. So that is sort of the broader context here. Again, the specifics as to exactly what happened and what led Sam Altman to be fired and then rehired a few months ago remain unclear. But it certainly seems like it gets back to the very core question of what OpenAI is for. Is it a company that's designed to make money, or is it a company that's designed to create artificial intelligence for the good of humanity, as they say?
And we've got about a minute left, but I want to get your take on TikTok. Are we in the final days of TikTok's app in the U.S.?
So it seems like we might have a little bit more time than that, okay. Though we are closer to a potential TikTok ban than we have been before. Last week, we saw a piece of legislation introduced in the House of Representatives that would essentially give ByteDance, which is TikTok's parent company, 180 days to sell off TikTok, presumably to an American firm. The concern here, of course, being that the Chinese government could force ByteDance to share American user data. Or there's this emerging concern that TikTok, given its popularity, 170 million Americans use this app, could be used as a means by which to leverage pro-China messaging, that the Chinese government could infuse the platform with narratives and messages that are favorable to its government and get those messages in front of eyeballs that would otherwise not see them. We expect to vote on this as soon as tomorrow. There is no corresponding bill in the Senate, so the next step here is sort of unclear. It's possible that we are waiting weeks, if not months, for a corresponding Senate bill to emerge. But President Biden says if this ever reaches his desk, he will sign it. So it's a pretty fraught moment for this very popular app.
Yeah, no question about it. Always great to talk to you, Mike. Thanks for the time and great information as always.
Of course. Take care.